Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Beis, Menachos, page 2. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin Tractate Menachos, which is the tractate that follows immediately Maseches Zvachim. And there are many similarities and structures between the Maseches Zvachim and Maseches Menachos. The crucial distinction is that Zvachim is dealing with the laws of sacrifices that come from living creatures, whereas Menachos is coming from sacrifices or offerings that come from things that grow from the ground, either wheat or barley. And some of them have oil or levona, frankincense, added to it, and sometimes there's also wine that's added to it as a libation. And what is the concept behind the word menachos? The word menachos comes from the word mincha. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the purpose of menachos or mincha is to humble a person when he sees that as a result of his sin, he has to come and burn part of his possessions, and so therefore he's going to be called somebody who is limiting his things. And what does the word mincha literally mean? So some say it's connected to the word gift, that is a mincha, that we know that in the Bible we see mincha was sent before me. So therefore we see that the concept of a mincha is sometimes the carbon mincha comes as a nedava, as an offering. So therefore, this is a gift that does not come as an obligation. So that's why the concept of mincha is related to a sacrifice. As that's what the name of the tractate is, Menachos. Most of the Menachos are always Kodesh Kodeshim. They are the holiest of the sacrifices. And even though our tractate doesn't only deal with Menachos, it also deals with two other types of Karbanos. The Chalos Toda, these are the bread offerings of the Thanksgiving offering. And also the Rekike Nazir, the wafers of the Nazir, even though they're not included within the Karban Mincha. So we go to our first Mishnah. Our first Mishnah is going to be dealing with the concept of Shalolishma Alashma. Just like at the beginning of tractate Tzivah, and we dealt with the concept of the fact that the sacrifice is to what extent they need to be offered with the right intent. And so too, we're going to learn about this at the beginning of Maseches Menachos, that the sacrifices also, they have to be brought with the right intent. And to what extent, if it's brought with the wrong intent, it disqualifies the sacrifice. How is a Karban Mincha brought? So after, just as a basic principle, we should understand this, that after what happens is the grain will be placed in a kli sharis, and a kli sharis is a vessel of the temple, which is a metal vessel, or according to some opinions could also be a wood vessel, but not a kli charis, not an earthenware utensil. And then what would happen is the Kohen would take a kometz from this in his hand. He would take a handful in his hand, fill up this hand, and he would place the kometz in a different vessel, and he would take that handful of grain, which was now in the other vessel, and he would bring it to the altar, and he would burn this kometz on the altar. And these are basically four steps that were in the Karban Mincha, which correspond to the four steps in the Karban in a zevach, in a Karban that comes from an animal. And the four steps of the Mincha are the kemitza, the taking the flour, the placing of the flour, the holacha, and the akdara. And so this corresponds also to the four steps of the zevach, which is the shchita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the akdara as well. So what is our first Mishnah say? Our first Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, tells us Kol haMenachos shenikmatzu shelo l'shman kasheros, that any mincha, any grain offering that is brought without the proper intent is still kosher, and the kometz can be offered on the altar, and the remnants of it, the shiarim of the mincha, can be eaten by the kohanim. However, the crucial line is shalolu b'alum l'shem chova. These offering has not fulfilled the obligation of the owner, and therefore they would have to bring another one in its place. With the exception of chutz mi'minchas chotel minchas kenaros, with the exception of the mincha of a sinner, which is a mincha that's coming for a specific sin, or a mincha of a sota, that in those cases, if the kometz happened without the right intent, it's completely disqualified, and the kometz cannot be brought on the altar, and the shiarim of that mincha cannot be eaten by the kohanim. So the Mishnah continues, minchas chotel, minchas kenaos, shekematzon shelo l'shman. If the mincha of the sinner or the mincha of the sota, if the kemitza happened without the right intent, or Natan Bakui, or if it was placed in the utensil without the right intent, Vihiwech, Vihikdir Shaloshman, or if the final two activities, if the conveying it or the burning of the grain offering happened without the right intent, Oishman Vishaloshman, and this is the concept we saw Mesachas Zvachim also, or if the first part of it happened with the right intent and the second part happened without the right intent, or vice versa, then under those circumstances it is Pesulos. Then under those circumstances it would be disqualified. So if you would have to have the right intent all the way through by the Minchas Chote and the Minchas of the Kenos and the Minchas of the Sote. This idea, Koam Minachos Shenikmetsu Shelo Lishman Ksheros El Shelo Alu Balam Hashem Chova. This idea that all of the Minachos that are brought without the right intent are kosher, yet the owner has to bring it again. Meaning it could be brought on the altar, the grain could be brought on the altar, but yet the owner has to do it again. This is a very powerful idea, because we know that there's a powerful concept, Olam Yasuk Adam Torah Mitzvos Afilu Shelo Lishma Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma, that a person should always engage in Torah Mitzvos even without always having the right intent, because eventually the person will come to have the right intent. And this is hinted to in the first line of our Mishnah here, Mesechos Menachos, we're saying a person should always engage in Torah Mitzvos even without the right intent, because eventually it'll come to have the right intent. Meaning to say, but the main purpose is that eventually we have to do the mitzvos with the right intent, and that's what our first Mishnah is telling us. Yeah, your actions are kosher, but you haven't fulfilled your deep obligation. So yes, do the mitzvah without the right intent, and that's a good thing, but you haven't really fulfilled your obligation until you do it. Until you do it with the right purpose and with the right intent, that's when we can really come closer to reaching our spiritual connection to Hashem.